station.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
Brittany on Glee might not know where babies come from, but the girl who plays her sure does. And Us Weekly is reporting that Heather Morris is 3 months pregnant with her first child. Baby daddy is her longtime boyfriend and high school sweetheart, Taylor Hubbell.
Number 4.
Matt Damon and his wife, Luciana Barossa, got married in 2005, a very small ceremony at City Hall. But Matt wants to give Luciana the wedding of her dreams. And Page Six is reporting the couple are renewing their vows next week in St. Lucia. Matt reportedly rented out an entire 5-star resort where the couple will entertain guests, including Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner, and George Clooney and Stacey Keibler.
Number 3.
Spoiler alert, but it should come as no surprise to those who watched Dancing with the Stars Monday night that Wynonna Judd got the boot last night. She said she was terrified to do the show, and the only reason she agreed was because they let her pick her dance partner, Tony Dovolani. At least she says she's got a friend for life.
Number 2.
TMZ reporting the two production companies behind MTV's Buck Wild have offered to pay the funeral expenses for one of the show's stars, Shane Gandy. Shane, his uncle, and his friend were off-roading when their truck stalled in mud. They kept the car running to stay warm, but apparently the mud caused the exhaust to back up, and the men all died from carbon monoxide poisoning. Donation website set up to raise money for Shane's funeral will now donate that money to pay for the funerals of the other two victims.
Number 1.
If you bought a ticket to see Bon Jovi simply because you love Richie Sambora, you're going to be really disappointed to hear that on the band's website, they've announced that because of personal issues, Richie will not be performing with Bon Jovi during the current leg of their Because We Can tour. The shows will go on just without Richie. We hate to speculate, but it's well known Richie has struggled with alcohol in the past, and he's done at least 3 stints in rehab. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.